My dear friends, as president of the BYU Alumni Association, I'm pleased to extend my heartfelt congratulations for your graduation from Brigham Young University. I do this on behalf of the nearly 500,000 living BYU alumni around the world, and I confer upon each of you lifetime membership in the Alumni Association, along with the invitation to be active members of the alumni chapter nearest to wherever your next life adventure takes you. Now that you're at the end of your BYU journey, I hope with all sincerity that you are moving on with a great love for this institution. I can tell you that my affection for BYU has grown over the 30-plus years since I graduated, and I hope that is the same for you. In truth, my affinity for this special place began when I was very young, as both my parents are retired BYU professors, and this campus was like my second home. My grandparents met and married at BYU. My grandmother attended Brigham Young High School, and my great-grandfather was on the Brigham Young Academy first football team in 1896. You may be interested to know that football team won the regional championship by defeating the Salt Lake YMCA, the Elks Club, and, yes, the University of Utah. My own wife and I dated and were married while we were students on this campus. In fact, our first date was going to see What About Bob? So in a very real sense, every good thing in my life has roots to BYU. Our family loves visiting this campus. In fact, we were here just last month for one of your YSA state conferences. On that Saturday, we met our son and our daughter-in-law along with their two young children for lunch at the new creamery. Our daughter-in-law had told our two-year-old grandson, Owen, that they were coming to BYU to see where mom and dad had fallen in love. Unbeknownst to any of us, our son had told Owen earlier that day that they were going to BYU to go rock climbing in nearby Rock Canyon. So imagine our surprise when our two-year-old grandson responded to his mom with a concerned look on his face. "But Mom, I don't want to go to BYU to fall in love. I came here to go rock climbing." Well, maybe you can relate. Whatever your reason for coming to BYU, I hope you accomplished your goals. And regardless of the variety of those goals that are likely different for each of you, I hope that you accomplished the most important goal. In fact, our common purpose of life, to deepen our faith in Jesus Christ and become more like him. Now, you go out into the world, and the world will tell you that your new purpose is to make a name for yourself. But you know better, because you've been taught better, because you have experienced better. And that better purpose is to accept the invitation from the Lord to take his name upon us. You have a great opportunity and a great responsibility to do something far more important than making a name for yourself, and that is making a name for Christ in the world. While it is true that Jesus Christ invites his followers to let your light so shine, he also reminds us that he is the light of the world. Each one of you now goes out into that world, and you carry the Savior's light with you. And the world needs his light, and the world needs you. I have found, both working professionally and serving in the church with those of your generation, that you have a great desire to change the world. And it's true that the world needs all the help it can get. You are so well prepared to act on these opportunities because of the experiences that you've had at this special institution. Whatever your classes and whatever your major, you have been taught truth. Every class and every event was an opportunity for a revelatory experience because you have been at a university that is Christ-centered and prophetically directed. My promise to you is this. If you follow the Savior's example of being meek and humble, and rather than focusing your efforts on making a name for yourself, and instead you keep your promise to take upon yourself the name of Christ, then you will have His light in your countenance. Then the light of Christ will shine in your eyes. Then you will change the world in the best way possible and the only way that truly matters. May God bless you in that most worthy of endeavors. Thank you and congratulations.